let us hold in our hearts this day, on the 2nd of February, in the year of our Lord, 2008. All the peoples of all the tribes in Kenya, and let us see the peoples of this land in the heart of Africa, the very birthplace of civilization, as one tribe, one family, family of God, family in love. Let us radiate our love to these peoples and to this land, and see the madness dissolving, anger, rage, and vengeance, and hatred turning to love, compassion, kindness, sweetness, friendship, camaraderie, sister and brotherhood. See the exchange of weapons and offensiveness right this very moment being replaced by embraces, caresses, and gazes of adoration. Compliments. As the phoenix rises now in this year of rebirth on planet Earth and throughout the whole cosmos, it is not only natural but necessary that all the ways of old must die and fall away. And that is all that is happening. Last desperate cries of separateness. Of course, it would begin there. In the very heart and origin of the human race. And like Christ's among all people, may the crucifixes these ones are carrying now lessen the burdens and the experiences as the falling and dying away spreads through lands far and wide, as it must, in order for this phoenix to rise from its own demise of its former self, its no longer useful self, so let us bless and thank and anoint these ones for paving the way for others. Let us speak to the souls walking in the forms of ones with maddened minds, and acknowledge them, and bless and thank them. And let us take heed from their experience and their suffering. and call forth, claim, and commit to a new and unprecedented level and promise of transformation within ourselves this very day, this very moment, and from henceforward. That others may not have to suffer so much, if at all. We can be and are the harbingers of a new way. It was never God's intention for his and her children to suffer. Through our deepening surrender and acceptance, others will not have to. And the suffering in Kenya can end. Each one of us individually has the power to achieve this for a whole nation, for a whole race, for a whole world. All it takes is one. So heinous and so intense is what humanity is witnessing in this sacred land of Kenya, because it is the microcosm, the amalgamation and concentration of the entire collective consciousness of the whole human race, beginning in the epicenter. Spreading. So let us channel and direct the energy of surrender, individual, personal surrender of free or separate will to God. Replacing that separate will, the deep, dauntless, and unabiding acceptance of divine will for our personal lives, for our families, for our vocations, for our earth, for our world. For our existence and our future. And let us be strong and unwavering in our promise and commitment, so that the suffering and the madness may end. For indeed it shall. Indeed it shall. What we are witnessing are the growing pains of a human race that is verily molting its own shell. Let us hold these ones, and all ones in this same experience, with great tenderness and compassion, as we hold ourselves and would like to be held in this way by others, as we too are in the process of recreating, redefining, and rebirthing ourselves as the Phoenix. Let us call upon the angelic realm to descend upon earth like never before, in all their mighty legions, in their full power and presence, to guard, guide, and protect each and every soul embodied who must walk this same walk, however that may look, into the very tabernacle of God's heart. So powerful a time as this on planet Earth, and so rapid is the transformation and acceleration of the same now occurring. We must be steadfast, sincere, pure and chaste, ardent and dauntless, in our commitment to becoming greater and greater love, in our commitment to surrendering all which no longer serves our soul's highest good, in our commitment to loving and serving our fellow sisters and brothers, and all God's creatures. And we send this blessing with our deepest love and compassion to you, beloved Kenya, as epicenter and way shower for this burgeoning divinity of the entire human race. We bow before you and we stand strong alongside you, as you shall for us. Everyone and everywhere, as we are all in this together, in our own time and place, for truly and never before have we been one in the heart of love. as we partake of this prasad. Let us, each and every one, know that we are, through this act, transmuting and purifying the dross and the madness. That has laid siege upon the sacred land of Kenya. For by so doing, shall we here and now reduce the amount of like circumstance that needs to and would have taken place in other lands, in other countries, in other peoples, in other tribes. Know that these energies cannot and will not harm or touch you through this sacred act, or it will pass directly through you, being consumed and transmuted by your I Am Presence. I'm going to go around one more time, once for the males and once for the females. Through your sacrifice, beloved Kenya, heart of the world, may we all find peace, harmony, unity, and oneness, and love for self and one another, as equals, as divine. As God loves us. Thank you all, beloveds, for creating so beautiful a space and so beautiful a ceremony. I can see the energies permeating and having permeated the land itself and all the elements as well as the people. And it shall continue to do so, for this is an open and expanding vortex, not a one-time event. Our continued thoughts and prayers will continue to amplify this blessing. And it will radiate out, continuing to cleanse and transform, encompassing the entire world. In the entire cosmos.